Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Destiny. May I start by having your zip code so I can pull up your account?
All right, it's 06604.
Am I have your first and last name?
Joe is the first name. Last name is San Nicholas.
And that was 06604.
Yes.
Will you spell your last? You said your first name was Joe.
Yes, Joe.
Will you spell the last name?
It's two words, San. Next word is Nicolas.
Okay, so how is it on set up on the account? Does it have a dash in between it or just okay? Well, I did look at that account. Would you verify your shipping address for me?
Shipping address is 162 Oak Street, Bridgeport, Connecticut.
Okay, just hold one moment. Okay, and I do see here you have this tablet with us. And it's showing that you was refunded in 1993.
That's impossible. Can you got the right account, a record you're looking at? Can I? You needed more detail with my name and my address and the zip code.
And I'm still here, just hold on one moment.
Sure, go ahead. Yes.
And I'm still here, just hold one moment.
Sure, yes. Go ahead.
Okay, so basically you're being billed for a tablet. You paid the $7, wait, you paid the $7.95 to try it out, but you had to call in. Okay, so basically you paid, they shipped it out to you as a gift for joining the Factory Direct Savings Store, and within 48 hours they billed you for that membership. Hello?
I'm sorry, I'm here, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Okay. And
First
it
of all,
does, but it does show that you was refunded the 1993 already. Let's see, you agreed to that 35% refund. Your account have already been canceled.
now there was a charge other than that on the, I believe it was the charge. Just one second. It's on the 23rd. Is there any other charge showing there in your record of March 23rd around that date?
Okay, so basically it's a monthly thing. So you're being billed for a monthly for a monthly charge.
Well, the cancellation supposed to take care of cancel everything. So why should I be billed again?
Okay, so we haven't billed you anything since you called in and canceled. You called in, well, you was refunded on today. And we billed you on the 22nd. What I can go ahead and do for you, I can offer you a 50% refund.
50% refund, yes, and 50% refund of what the total of the discount, the original amount of the 50%.
Okay, so you was already refunded 35%, so I'm just going to refund more to make it a 50% refund.
Okay, now do you have the total original amount of the original amount that's going to be based the discount?
It would be $28.47 is what you would receive back in all with that 50% refund.
Yes, but the of that discount, what is the original amount?
Are you saying
Not the
what's the
discount.
original? Okay, so $56.95, that's the original charge. Is that what you're asking?
Yes, the original charge.
Yeah, sir. $56.95 is the original charge.
All right. So, yes, and that refund, can you send me an email to confirm the discount, please, and the cancellation?
Okay, it can take up to 24 hours to 30, I'm sorry, 24 to 48 hours for you to receive the email.
All right, that'd be fine. The email office or the website, can you give me that information, please?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so you want the website where the order was placed, is what you're saying?
Yes, where the order was placed, and is there any other benefit that I was entitled to from the original charge, or?
No, you just this monthly thing they have, but it have already been canceled. And that website is Perfect Discount.
Can you give me the letters individually, please?
PER FECT.
I'm sorry, actually the R is what?
F for Frank, ECT, perfect. The
Okay.
word
Yes.
perfect and then the word discount.
Okay, discount. Okay.
And then
Perfect.
supply.
After discount is what?
Supply, S for Sam, U.
I'm sorry, I can't understand that.
Supply.
Can you spell it, please?
S for Sam. U. P for Paul. P for Paul.
Yes.
LY. Dot com.
Yes. Dot com after the Y. So it's perfect discount, SUPLY dot COM.
Okay, so it's perfect discount supply.com.
Supply, SUPP, two P's then, correct?
Okay, so it's perfect discount supply.com.
Yes. But the spelling for supply is SUPPPP. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, so I just want to make sure I get this correct, please. The website address is PERFECTDISCOUNT. SUPPLY dot COM.
That's correct.
Correct? All right. Fantastic. All right. Now, so the charge again, the email confirmation for the discount, I mean, for the refund, that will be sent out. How long would I be able to get that email?
Okay, let's see. It can take up to 24 to 48 hours for the email.
Okay. And the cancellation, that's yours. Would the date of the effective date of the cancellation is what date?
I'm sorry, you said what now? The
What is
account
the
was
effective, what is the effective date of the cancellation?
now. The account was the account is canceled now. Your account
Okay.
was canceled back on the 25th.
On the 22nd, is that
No,
correct?
the 25th.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand. The 20 what?
Your
I'm sorry.
account was canceled on the 25th, 25.
Oh, the 25th. Okay.
Right.
All right. Now, it takes 24 to 48 hours before I can get an email confirmation of this refund information. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, so once again, the charge that was done originally, that there is no, I'm not entitled to any, like any gift cards, anything like that. Is that correct?
Everything has been canceled. You will not receive any future charges nor shipments from us.
Okay, but what I'm asking is they, on your record, let me ask you another question. On your record there, does it show any other charges that was done?
Okay, yes, sir. You was billed on, let's see. Okay, so it show you have a spy cam as well. So you was billed twice in March. Then you was billed, let's see.
What
date
is that in March?
Spy cam again in February. So it was March 20th.
March 20th and the other date in March, you said twice in March?
That's correct. Because you
so
was billed for
the
tablet.
Date?
You was billed for the tablet and the spy cam.
Okay, well, okay. The date I'm asking for, which date was that for both dates? March 20th is one date you gave me. And what is the other date?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. I'm asking for the dates that I was charged.
It would be a March 20th.
Okay, and? You mentioned two dates. March 20th is one date. What is the other date?
And then he was billed March 14th for $7.95. He was billed February 17th for $56.95. He was billed February 13th for $9.97 and $7.95.
Okay, you're kind of too fast for me. Can you start slowly from the beginning, please?
Okay, which charges are you referring to? Are you referring to the $56.95 charge? Are you asking how many times you was billed that amount?
No, I just want to know, very simply, the date that I was charged and the amount.
March
20th,
$56.95.
Okay.
March 14th.
Yes.
$7.95.
Yes.
February 17th?
Yes.
$56.95?
Yes.
February 13th?
Yes.
$9.97 and $7.95.
Okay. So $7.95 and $9.97 on February 13th. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Now, I didn't get any item that I received for those charges. Now, you mentioned that the items, the cam and the iPad.
You have the tablet and the spy cam. You have two different
yes.
things with us.
Right. So I didn't get I got the spy cam, but I didn't get the tablet pad.
Okay, I can put it in for them to resend it out to you.
Okay. What date was I charged for the spy cam and the tablet date, please? What date was that?
Are you asking for the date that the order was first placed, sir?
Yes, I'm asking for the date that those products were supposed, that I was charged for those products.
The tablet was first ordered on March 14th. The spy cam was ordered on February 13th.
Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. So at this time, please, can you put the information in that I did not get the tablet? I got the spy cam, but I did not receive the tablet.
Okay, I'm going to put it in for them to resend that tablet out to you.
Okay. Now, all right then. So, on that website, I'm trying to get into that website now. Can you give me a moment, please? I want to see if I can get into that website.
Okay.
So it's called, the website again is perfectdiscountsupply.com. Is that correct?
PerfectSupplyDiscount.com.
Okay, I'm trying to get into that website now. Please.
I'm sorry, I can
Okay,
barely hear
that
you.
website. In that website. Okay, and that website that with all the payments that I've made so far, am I entitled to anything in that website?
Everything have been canceled, sir, so you will not receive any future charges nor shipments from us.
That's fine. That's fine. I understand that. But I'm saying those past payments that I made, those charges that was made, am I entitled to any other items on website or any gift promotion or gift card on the website?
Okay, sir, what do you mean? You're not going to be billed anything else because your account has already been canceled.
That's correct. I understand that, ma'am. But what
No,
I
you're
see
not
is the
entitled to anything to the website, sir. Your account has been canceled.
Okay. Now, even with those past payments that I made, I'm not
Correct,
entitled to
sir.
anything.
Everything has been canceled out. You will not have to worry about anything in the future.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Well, anyway, you've been big help. You've been very big help. And so again, the email confirmation will be sent out 24 to 48 hours. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And the email confirmation, it would have the refund information
Yes,
and the
sir.
cancellation. Okay. All right. And can you give me? No, it's okay. Anyway, thank you so much again. You just have a good day, and bye-bye.
Okay, and thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day as well.
Thank you.